Welcome to the manager's desk. I'm Mike Cornell. We all like hearing the weather forecast because we like to know ahead of time what days are going to have nice weather and what days will have bad weather. My son Jake is a member of the Suring High School track team, and for this entire season thus far, it seems that if they have a track meet scheduled, the weather's bad. And when they don't have a track meet, the weather is good. So just get a hold of their track schedule and you'll know what days to avoid planning outdoor activities for. Yesterday, they had a track meet. Thunderstorms were in the forecast, but only during the time of the track meet. And remember the cold and wind with snow flurries last Friday? Yep, big track meet in Rush Holt. And their next track meet is next Monday. Guess what's in that forecast? Well, I share that with some levity, but so far, it's proven true this spring. Speaking of weather forecasts, for every other radio station I've ever worked at, there was one zone forecast that covered our entire listening area. It made preparing what we read on the air very easy. In fact, we could, as they say in the business, rip and read. Well, that's not true for us here at WRVM. Our listening area is so large that it takes many different zone forecasts to cover it all. From north to south, east to west, we take all of those zone forecasts and compile it into one forecast. And thus, you'll often hear us mention how the weather to the north will be different from the south or from the east to the west. High and low temperatures are given as a range of temperatures. Generally, if you live in the northern part of our listening area, your high temperature will be closer to the lowest number we give. And those in the southern part, your high will be closer to the higher number. Preparing our weather forecast takes time and effort, and it always makes me smile when I hear a listener tell us that our forecasts are more accurate than anyone else's. Well, forecasting the correct high or low temperature is easy when you're giving a range of numbers. Well, the stormy days are good days to stay indoors and listen to the radio, right? I pray our programming today is a blessing to you, as you are to us, as you pray for us and help to support us financially. We enjoy hearing from you. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. That's Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. Or you can make a gift online at our website, wrvm.org. For the manager's desk, I'm Mike Cornell.